From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chelfin. A $1.9 billion funding allotment doesn't go far enough to address the state's transportation infrastructure needs, says CDOT Executive Director Shailen Batt. Batt spoke in Colorado Springs today as part of a statewide tour in conjunction with National Infrastructure Week. Among the state's projects is the planned widening of I-25 between Monument and Castle Rock. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers, who also spoke at the event, urged lawmakers to move quickly on that project.
As this area experiences record growth, we simply can't afford to wait a decade, dragging out the impacts of congestion between Colorado Springs and Denver. This is an improvement that will have an immediate and positive impact on safety and on the economy.
CDOT's Shailen Batt praised Mayor Southers for his support of infrastructure projects in Colorado Springs. He added that CDOT has identified $20 billion worth of work needed across the state's transportation system. The Ellicott Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in El Paso County will close in late June. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the center experienced financial hardship, especially after the Waldo Canyon and Black Forest fires. The center had taken in a record number of animals last year, draining its finances. The center opened in 2000 and operated on donations. It stopped taking animals in late April. Many of the remaining 30 or so have been released back into the wild. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.